Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Elite Ink, offering free design services for all orders, EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL. Sean McCutcheon, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks Basketball here from Limestone. Steve, you and I were talking on the way over trying to figure out the last time that Silver Streaks boys played a basketball game here. I told you the last time I could remember was 1998. And the reason I remember that, and I told that to Coach Ryan Hart, too, and, of course, you know what he said, does everything go back to 98 around here?
Right now, I'm believing so. That's another connection, isn't it?
But here's the thing. I said the only reason I really remember that is because Nick Young, the same Nick Young who's the principal at Lombard, had a huge game here that night. I think he had 4 3-pointers in the game here. The Silver Streaks won.
And Nick Young was a good basketball player. People. Very good basketball player. Not surprising at all. I don't remember coming here and playing except for a JV game that we played here probably 10 years ago.
I had to look it up. The final score was 94-59. The Silver Streaks won that game that night back in 1998, and it was the last time that the Silver Streaks played a game here at Limestone High School. It's not the last time they played Limestone. In fact, the Silver Streaks, after that year, lost to the Rockets 4 consecutive times, twice in regional play and twice in the Thanksgiving tournament. And then the Silver Streaks have now won the last 4 in the series. They lead all time 42-12. Galesburg starts the usual 5. We'll get to them in a moment. Limestone starts 6'3 junior Josh Garner, 5'10 junior Drew Taggart, 5'10 senior Zach Otten, 6'4 senior Ashton Gray, and 6'4 senior Nathan Thornton. For the Streaks, it's the Egyptiaco brothers, Riley Milan, Eric Price, and Jalen McCants. And the tip twice, and McCants gets it over to Eric Price, and the Silver Streaks have the ball to start the game. Sophomores again winners tonight by 16. The first pass goes down low to Jalen. Posts up, turn around with a right-hand shot up and in. Softly rolls over and drops through, and the Streaks score first.
Good entry in, and a typical strong low post move by Jalen there.
Into the front court, Drew Taggart on the dribble. Zach Otten, as we mentioned, as you heard Coach Eddie Matthews say in the pregame, we got a foul away from the ball. I think again, Eric Price, 24 seconds into the game, and not where Coach Ryan Hart wants to see Eric pick up a foul, playing defense 10 feet away from the basket with nobody with the ball in that area.
And he has to use his foul judiciously, that's for sure.
Now Limestone throws the ball away on the inbound, tried to get it to Josh Garner, who cut left and then went right. And the pass went left where he was headed initially.
And good denial by the Streaks there to force that bad pass.
Zach Otten, I mentioned, with Eddie Matthews in the pregame mention, he's usually their sixth man, first guy off the bench, but he gets a start tonight with Caden Nation, the 6'5 sophomore. Here's a drive by McCants and an offensive foul as Nathan Thornton draws the charge. And with the two of them laying side by side on the floor, looks over at Jalen and says something to him. The first turnover by the Silver Streaks on the offensive foul on McCants. 2-0, just 40 seconds into the game, both teams with a turnover. Galesburg sees intent to try to get the ball to McCants on the inside to start off this game. Up top, it goes to Otten on the right side. Again, Otten starting with Caden Nation out with an ankle injury. He's had a really good year as a sophomore. There's a screen set up high, and it'll be an illegal screen, I believe. Yep, called against Ashton Gray for Limestone. So now the Rockets have turned over on each of their first two possessions.
And right now the game is being called, if that's indicative of what we've seen in the first two possessions, pretty going to be a tight ball game, both in terms of a hold and a legal screening.
Now McCants will bring it across midcourt. High screen set by Milan. Gets the pass left, shoots a three. A little bit off the mark, just off the arc. Eric Price down low with the offensive rebound put back.
Again, we've commented how good he is there. Those points are so important. And he's gotten better and better at it this season.
4-0 Silver Streaks here in the early going. Trying to cap off a 28-win regular season. Here's a steal. Egyptiaco, Dre with a layup at the other end. Live ball turnover at half court, and that forces a limestone timeout as the Silver Streaks get off to a quick 6-0 start a minute and a half into the game.
And Dre does that so well. He anticipates. He lays back in the woods, reads eyes, stepped right into the passing lane, made the steal, and he had green grass all the way to the basket there. And again, great start for the Streaks here at 6-0.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to the Peoria area tonight. Steve and I traveling in a 2019 Nissan Frontier SV 4x4. It's got a little over 13,500 miles on it. List price just under $27,000. And, of course, it qualifies for that great lifetime warranty. That lifetime powertrain warranty comes at no additional expense on top of the purchase price. And it's good for the life of the time you own the vehicle. Check it out at Galesburg Nissan. Ask them about the 2019 Nissan Frontier SV. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Limestone coming out of the 30-second timeout. In the lane, turnaround jumper with the right hand, and Garner gets the first limestone basket at 6-2.
And that went bad for the Streaks on getting beaten by the baseline, and then you got to scramble defensively.
Price up top, lost the handle on the dribble. Limestone getting in there, trying to tie him up, and now a foul from the backside as the trap out high. As Eric juggled the ball, Thornton came out and then reached around from the backside, slapped it out of his arms, and that's the first foul of the game on Thornton.
And to Eric's credit there, he was able to be strong with the basketball and recover it and then draw a foul out of that.
Now Eric has it in the backcourt, poked away again by Drew Taggart. This time he does come up with the steal. Quick hands by Taggart. Otten on the left side of the baseline, reverses it back to Thornton. Now Thornton trapped in the corner, trying to dribble out of it. Streaks knocked the ball loose. Riley Milan picks it up. Milan drives it into the front court. Skip pass to the left side. Dre around his man. Kips it into the corner, and now it's intercepted. Nathan Thornton jumped up, picked it off, takes it into the front court. Now to the right side. Swing it around into the corner. Otten shoots the three off the front of the rim. Rebound slapped out on the run. Eric Price dances along the sideline, brings it into the front court, skips it back out to Alex. Fakes left, goes right, down the lane, up with the right hand and a blocking foul. Alex will go to the line shooting two here.
And the Streaks right now are teetering on a fine line of being aggressive and being athletic and a little bit out of control. We've left our feet on a couple passes, and when you leave your feet to pass, usually it isn't good, and we turn it over a couple times there. But also we've been very aggressive to the basket there, and we do that so well. So, again, finding that balance there, Streaks have done it well all year.
Three team fouls on Limestone, this one on Drew Taggart. And Alex Egyptiaco's first free throw is off the mark. 6-2 Galesburg, 5:15 to go here in the opening quarter. DeMarco Harden into the game as Eric Price gets a breather. He's got the only two Silver Streaks rebounds here in the early going. Alex's second free throw up and in. His first point of the game, Galesburg leads by five. 7-2 your score, Limestone into the front court. Taggart to the right side, stops on the wing, reverses behind him to Garner. Just right side of the arc, backs up with a dribble, tries to use a high ball screen. Streaks jump the passing lane. They throw it into the right corner. The three by Taggart off the rim. McCants out of nowhere comes up with a rebound. His first of the game. He'll bring it across the midcourt. Eyes the lane. Takes it down. Inside the free throw line. Little one-handed teardrop won't go. Garner with a rebound for Limestone. Back into the front court. Limestone trailing by five. The three left wing by Garner is in and out. Rebound. DeMarco tips it over to Riley Milan. Quick shot attempt by Limestone. Streaks on the run, trying to get out on that secondary break. The Rockets get back defensively. Up top, McCants shoots the three off the front of the rim. Hangs up there, and Garner comes up with his second rebound for the Rockets. Crossover dribble into the lane. Down the right side, the missed shot by Thornton, but a foul on the Silver Streaks as Thornton hits the deck on the far side. And that'll be the first of the game on Riley Milan. Third team foul on the Streaks.
Thornton did a great job of getting to the rim there and really using his body as a shield. Playing through the contact, drawing the foul there. A nice move to the basket by Thornton, who's a good-looking player.
I was thinking that, too. He's very active. takes the first free throw up and in. 7-3, Silver Streaks by 4. First point of the game for Nathan Thornton. Now Alex gets a breather with Eric Price checking back in.
This is a small sample size here, but what I've seen here in this first half of the first period, they've got a good ball club, and a ball club that looks like it's just gotten better and better and playing with more confidence.
You mentioned early, now they're going to put the full court press on. Streaks, skip pass into the front court. Dre dribbles across the mid line, hands it off to the right side. Jalen steps to the basket and softly lays it in with the right hand. Just knife between two defenders, softly banked it in. 9-4 Streaks, and now Gelsberg loses track of Drew Taggart, who sees an opening. Nobody came over to cut him off, and it's 9-6. Just took it all the way in from about 30 feet out. Nobody stepped over to try to stop him. Eric to the left side with the dribble. Backs up. Now up top, Jalen. Skip pass from Riley. Into the left side, Eric. Price looks over the half-court defense. Up top it goes to Dre. Into the lane. Cut off at the free throw line. Bounce pass to the left side, DeMarco Harden. The stop, dribble, the back up, the drive, and he circles it around through the lane up and in.
DeMarco's given us just, you know, great play all season long off the bench. And he always seems to have a feel for making a good play at an important time.
11-6, Silver Streaks by 5. We approach a 3-minute mark here of quarter number 1. Limestone going to slow things down here a little bit. Streaks trying to pick up the defense. Thornton dribbles out of the trap out high, and a hand check foul called against the Silver Streaks. Right in front of head coach Ryan Hart, who didn't like the call. That's the second of the game on Riley Milan. And the fourth Gelsberg team foul is going to get Alex Egyptiaco back into the game.
And broke the rule that when you've got a trap, you can't let him out of the trap on a dribble. You've got responsibilities on sideline, baseline, or 10-second line. We let that go there.
On the inbound, the skip pass up top to Thornton out near half court from the baseline. Otten in the midcourt circle, holding onto the ball, dribbles it once, now passes it right side over to Ashton Gray. He'll dribble left side, trying to get a step on McCants. Couldn't do it. Passes it out of the lane. Now the backdoor cut thrown away. Strong pass through the lane. Too strong. Limestone's fifth turnover here in the first quarter.
That was shades of Mitchell Trubisky there to me. ball overthrown, incomplete pass.
11-6 Galesburg. 2:48 to go here in this first quarter. Eric Price will bring it across midcourt. Swing it over to the left side, Alex. Puts the ball on the floor, dribbles between two defenders, skips it back out to Dre. Now over to Price, swings it down into the right corner. DeMarco fires a three and hits from the wing. He's got 5 in the opening quarter, and the Streaks lead up to 14-6 now. The dribble up top. Now Otten comes over and takes over for Taggart. Gives it right back to Taggart in the right wing. Here comes the trap, and another quick hand check foul called on the Silver Streaks. Right as Price and Harden got out there to draw the trap, Taggart stepped forward, initiated contact with Eric Price, and they called a foul on Eric, his second.
And that may have been, you know, a little bit ticky-tack, yeah. But again, Eric came hard there and made contact. He just got to stalk and come under control there and could win either way at that point, but nevertheless, it went against Eric, and that's 2, and that sends him to the bench.
Thought it should have been a no-call myself.
Yeah, there, you know, it's one of those, but there was contact, so it could be called.
Pass down low, double team, pump fake, up with a left hand, missed by Frank Driscoll. Rebound, Limestone controls. Quick pass down low, and the layup by Josh Garner. Streaks letting Limestone get inside the defense down low, and they're cut the lead to 6 now at 14-8. Jeremiah Babers into the game for the Silver Streaks. He and Harden getting some early time in the first quarter. Soft pass skipped by Harden, batted out of bounds by Thornton. Again, Riley Milan, Eric Price, both on the bench here in the first quarter with 2 fouls each. Minute 38 to go in quarter number 1, but the Streaks lead by 6.
And the game's being called, you know, in a tight fashion, and you have to make adjustments as
right.
a player with that.
It's consistent, as long as they're consistent with it, right?
Absolutely. You can live with that, and that's what it's all about. Be consistent, and right now the officials have been very consistent.
Jeremiah down low. Entry pass to Jalen. On the high-low, skips it back out. Jeremiah into the lane. Alex. Now he'll reverse it back out. Jalen with a hesitation dribble. Draws contact in the lane. Banks it up with a foul. He dribbled right into 2 defenders. Played strong through the contact. and an and one.
And going left and shooting back right and being able to get the shot off, let alone make it, with a limestone defender draped all over you, that's just classic Jalen there.
Two limestone defenders.
I don't know how he got that shot off, let alone make the shot.
Just kind of forced his way through it, got the bank shot off the glass. He's got six in the quarter. Streaks lead by eight. The second foul of the game on Nathan Thornton. And Jalen gets the and one to give him seven for the first quarter. And the Streaks lead is nine at 17-8. Down to a minute 15 to play here in quarter number one. Taggart backs up with the dribble. Works his way left along the volleyball line. Reverses right back behind it to Judd Matthews into the game. Thornton stays on the floor with those two fouls. Pass to the left side. The give and go to him. And now he gets an and one at the other end. Goes up with a head and shoulder fake. Dre draws the foul, coming down on top of him, and Thornton has the basket with a free throw coming.
Right now, Limestone is really doing a fine job executing in their half court. They're running good cuts. We're having a hard time maintaining contact defensively, and we're giving up a number of those easy basket opportunities.
Kylan Meadows into the game, his first action. Our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game from Friday night's 25-point win over Rock Island. Dre heads to the bench. Thornton to the free throw line, missed it. Alex yanks down the free throw. Player at the scoring bench ready to come in for Thornton. Let's see if the Streaks go right at him. Jeremiah has to save a pass in the lane. Limestone comes away with a loose ball steal into the front court. The trap. Driscoll trying to dribble through it, and a held ball called. Streaks reach in, tie him up. Rockets will keep it. And now Thornton is coming out of the game, replaced by Nate Steer, a 6'2 junior.
And Thornton has really made a difference here early in the ball game on both ends of the floor. And like you said, let's see if we can make hay here this last 47 seconds.
Lob on the inbound out high to Garner. Josh Garner backs it all the way up into the midcourt circle. 17-10 is the Silver Streaks lead. The hesitation dribble, loose ball. Somehow Limestone gets to it, and the force up and into the left hand by Driscoll.
And another layup there, and we're going to have to go like mad here to get an opportunity to get the ball inside against a smaller player. They're going to go zone.
And the Streaks want to hold for the final shot here, down to 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Jalen and Babers out high playing a little keep away back and forth. Harden and Meadows waiting on the wings, and Alex on the inside will now trade places with McCants with 11 seconds to go. And McCants will roam the baseline. Jeremiah sets the action in. Left wing, down low, Jalen kicked it out of bounds. Five turnovers on the Silver Streaks here in the opening quarter.
And a good change of defense there by Coach Matthews there to go zone without question, a height deficit there.
Streaks put on the press. They want to force a turnover here on their end of the court. They almost got one. Jalen does get it, forces up the three, and it's a little bit long. He got knocked to the deck down below us. Streaks wanted a foul, but they come up with nothing at the end of the first quarter. They lead by five after one, 17-12. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now's the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Congratulations to David Collis of Galesburg, who was spotted wearing his blue WGIL button and won $200. Time's running out to win. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Limestone in the zone to start the second quarter. Streaks trying to find some openings there. And DeMarco with a pass fake gets called for traveling on the left wing. Five first quarter turnovers for the Silver Streaks, now one to open the second quarter.
And that's a large number, and one that we haven't committed that many turnovers here. And again, you know, give credit to Limestone. They're doing a good job being active on the defensive end.
Galesburg averages just over 11 turnovers a game, so halfway and beyond to that number already, just starting the second quarter. Judd Matthews on the right side, up top to Ashton Gray, now into the hands of Josh Garner. Nate Steer also onto the floor. Andrew Taggart, no substitutions for Limestone at the quarter break. The handoff to Garner, right high post, is going to shoot over Harden, off the rim, rebound. McCants comes in from the right side, pulls down his second rebound. Streaks bring it into the front court. The pass fake, the drive by Jalen, gets the layup. Nobody came over to block him off, and the Streaks lead is 7 at 19-12. Now Meadows out of nowhere, gets a steal. Limestone lost track of him and fouled him going to the basket.
That's good instincts there by Kyla. They got lax with the taking care of the ball in the inbounds pass. He stepped right in and stole it and got fouled there. Streaks gaining some momentum here early in the beginning of the second period.
Streaks want to use that defense to get this offense untracked. Meadows free throw in and out. Comes into this game shooting just over 67.5% from the free throw line. Missed the first free throw, looking for his first point of the night. 19-12 Galesburg, 1 minute gone here in the second quarter. Meadows eyes the second one, up and in. Streaks lead by 12. They keep here by 8, rather, 20-12. They got the full court press on, trying to force Limestone into a more up-tempo game, and a bad pass stolen away by Egyptiaco into the front court. Left side and Harden for three. High Rainbow knocks it down. DeMarco with 8 off the bench to lead the Silver Streaks, and Galesburg by 11 now. First time with a double-digit lead. They keep the full court press on. Pass toward the middle. Bad pass. Stolen away. Harden back to Alex. Layup missed it. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Limestone. Alex was right there. The ball did everything but go down. And then Limestone's Gray flying through the lane, trying to come up with a rebound. Couldn't handle it.
Great start by the Streaks here, trying to get their defense to ignite the offense, which is the mark of good ball clubs. Those great Bulls clubs of the 90s, that was their signature.
Alex on the inbound, or rather, Kylab gets it to Jalen. Turn around with a baby hook, missed it. And Egyptiaco from the backside called for a foul behind Josh Garner, who had just a little better position for the rebound. So for Alex, that's his first. Seventh team foul on Galesburg, a minute and a half into the second quarter. So we'll walk it to the other end, and the Rockets will shoot a 1-1.
Yeah, great start here. Streaks doing a really fine job here, running their zone press here, getting turnovers. And then, just as importantly, trying to convert and converting off of those turnovers.
Abingdon Avon in 1A regional play tonight opens with a 61-41 win over Galva. United and West Central just underway in the first quarter. West Central with an early one-point lead. Garner's first free throw up and in here. Galesburg leading Limestone 23-13. Second free throw coming for the Rockets. First, as we mentioned earlier on, Alleman is playing at Rock Ridge tonight. Rock Ridge ranked, I think I saw, sixth in the latest 1A poll, which has Galesburg moving up into a tie for fourth this week in the 3A poll. Dre Egyptiaco rebounds the miss on the other end. Streaks lead holds at 10. Passed from down low, out high to Dre. Now Kylab gives it right back to him. Dre to the left side. Kylab, bounce pass in the lane. Alex, dribble drive, up with the left hand, short. Rebound put back, Jalen McCants. And he's in double figures now. 25-13, Silver Streaks by a dozen. And another foul. This time called on Alex in the backcourt with Nathan Thornton back into the game. Dribbling it. Guarding him closely with the dribble along the baseline. And now that's three Silver Streaks with two fouls. Alex Egyptiaco, Milan, and Eric Price. And Ryan Hart wants a timeout. Just a 30-second timeout. With 6 minutes to go in the half and the Streaks leading by 12.
Streaks have done a good job playing all season long when they've had some foul issues. And tonight they're going to be challenged with that. They're getting a saddled with foul trouble here early, and we still have 6 minutes to go in the half, and going to have to find some real creative ways to play through this, especially so early, and the bench is going to play a key role here tonight throughout this ball game with this foul trouble.
Well, DeMarco's already had an impact coming off the bench. He's got 8 points for the Silver Streaks and a couple of three-pointers and a layup. Jalen McCants, the Streaks' leading scorer, with 11. And those numbers may escalate as the Streaks continue to find players who are going to have to contribute here with three starters on the bench with two fouls. Aiden Wagner into the game for the Silver Streaks. Early action here, 6 minutes to go for the half. And Nathan Thornton knocks down the front end of the 1-1 at the other end. 25-14, Galesburg by 11. That's the good news, despite the foul trouble and despite the turnovers. Thornton knocks down both free throws. 4 of his 6 points have come from the free throw line. Galesburg by 10, 25-15. Meadows will bring it into the front court. Pass to the left side, DeMarco. Bounce pass back, swinging around to the right side, Dre. Now into the corner, Aiden skips it back up top. The extra pass over to DeMarco. Cut off, skips it over right side, Dre for three. A little bit long. Rebound, Garner pulls down his fourth board for the Rockets. Thornton with a crossover dribble drives in from the left side. And another foul with the basket and a chance at another three-point play. I'll tell you, you can't hardly touch anybody out there right now. You're going to get called for a foul. This time it's on Kylan, who was a step too late getting to the basket, but it looked like he was going to let Thornton go by. But the officials give him a chance at a three-point play on the Streak's ninth team foul.
Yeah, that one, in that situation there, there wasn't much contact. The Streak's got whistled for it. Right now, Limestone's doing a fine job on the defensive end, playing a box and one on Jalen. And Streaks are going to have to figure that out and get the ball moving, set some good screens down here in their offense if they're going to run against that box.
DeMarco's going to shoot the three from the left side. That one's off the wing. Rebound, Dre, and he's going to get called for the offensive foul. He just goes right back to the basket and barrels over Nathan Thornton, who draws his second charge of the game. And now that's two fouls on Dre Egyptiaco and 7 Galesburg turnovers.
And I sense a little bit of frustration by the Streaks players.
Agreed.
And they're just going to have to work through this. This is a challenge that good ball clubs find a way to work through and adjust to how the game is being called. And here it's going to take some poise, some composure, and certainly some leadership here.
Well, this is a combination on the floor that I don't know that we've seen at this stage of the game. Over 5 minutes to go in the half. Aiden Wagner, Kylip Meadows, Jeremiah Babers, DeMarco Harden, and one starter, Jalen McCants. The other four starters are on the bench with two fouls each and 10 against the Silver Streaks. Limestone shooting the double bonus for the remaining 5 minutes of the half. Skip pass to the right side, Judd Matthews. Back up top, bad pass, stolen away by Kylan with a run out and a layup. Streaks needed that one badly. The lead is back up to 9 now.
Making a play on the defensive end, leading to a basket on the other end.
10 turnovers by the Rockets. The drive by Thornton in from the other side. He takes it all the way in from the wing. Limestone answers quickly down 7, 27-20.
That was the Streaks defense. It was a little gun-shy there and gave up that direct drive to the basket.
11 in the game for Thornton. Skip pass down below us. Kylan squared for 3. Passed it up. Now Jeremiah will shoot it, and he hits from the outside. Big three by Babers off the bench. 30-20, Galesburg by 10.
Good ball movement, find the open man, and a nice little bounce and rhythm to his shot there.
The dribble drive to the right side. Now Meadows comes over. Fouls Zach Otten, and that's two fouls on Kylip Meadows now.
No question that was a foul there. Yep. He hammered him out front trying on the sideline there trying to make that deal.
That's 5 Galesburg players with 2 fouls now.
And as importantly, Brad, we're stopping the clock and letting them make foul shots. And we were starting to find ways to get stops in the half court. So we're sort of getting in that get-out-of-jail-free card.
Zach Otten misses the first free throw. So coming into this game, the Silver Streaks, you know, this is a stat you love. The Silver Streaks have more made free throws on the season than their opponents have attempted. But Limestone getting to the line a lot here in the early going with all these Galesburg fouls. He missed them both there. Aiden Wagner with a rebound. Streaks trying to build on a 10-point lead. Kylip drives to the left baseline. Stutter steps, tries to pass it through the lane. Jalen wasn't ready for it. Turnover back to Limestone. Up top, pass to the right side. Matthews steps into a three and hits for the win. 30-23. Galesburg's lead is 7. Jalen into the front court. The lane is open. He went right, faked right, went left, and a beautiful drive down the left side for the easy layup. 9-point Galesburg lead. McCants with 13, 32-23 Streaks. At the free throw line, skip pass. Left corner, Otten shoots the three from the wing. Missed it. Rebound on the floor. Jalen locks onto it. Leads a break into the front court. Down the lane. Layup, and he missed it. Ashton Gray with a rebound. Jalen never misses those. The dribble by Thornton at the other end. The kick into the corner, Matthews. The reversal back up top. Right back to Matthews. Left three this time, and he airballed it. Aiden Wagner with a rebound. Streaks getting this pace into a more up-tempo game, which will favor them. And trying to get this lead back into double digits here with 3 minutes to go in the half.
Two straight rebounds by Aiden coming off the bench and helping significantly again.
Into the right corner, DeMarco skips it back up top to Kylan. Meadows directs traffic. Now DeMarco on the wing. Feeds it down low to Aiden. Open, steps back, lays it up and in. Limestone went for the steal. That left Aiden wide open for the layup.
So impressed with that young man. He comes in and he knows who he is, and he doesn't try to go outside of that, and he just contributes significantly, and he's being called upon here in a critical time.
Good feed on the left wing as well to find him down low. Is that Kylan, I think, who
yes.
found him? The dribble around the screen. Matthews passes up the shot, kicks it over to Thornton, tries to go around Jalen. Jalen with a pick from behind, picks off the pass, leads to Kylan, the step to the basket and the layup, and the Streaks never any better than when they're in transition.
Yeah, great defense. Turning into great offense, and like you say, in transition, they always finish at the other end.
Terrific steal by Jalen at the other end as Thornton went around him. Now here's another pick from the backside. Aiden picks it up, drives, layup, and a foul. That'll be on Zach Otten, and an and one for Aiden Wagner. 38-23 as the Streaks suddenly take the 7-point lead up to 15.
Just exploded here in these last three defensive sets here and converted off of turnovers and steals on the other end here and extend this thing to a potentially 16-point lead here with under 2 minutes.
That their sixth turnover of the quarter. I've got Limestone with six in each
yes,
quarter.
Yes.
And I think the last three possessions, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely the last three.
Aiden Wagner to the free throw line. 8 of 13 on the season. Off the back iron. Rebound Driscoll. For Limestone. Silver Streaks lead on an 8-0 run, 38-23 now with under a minute 50 to go in the half. Thornton with a crossover dribble, Streaks with a trap out high, gets the pass away to Taggart on the sideline. Now up top, Garner decides to shoot it over Meadows. It's off the front of the rim. Jalen from down low comes out high. The skip pass and call for travel with a jump stop up top, trying to find an opening in the lane.
And that time, when he doesn't make that jump stop, he's going to travel if he can't make that pass within rhythm there, and that unfortunately is what happened there. We commit another turnover there.
Streaks back off the full court press. Aiden came up from the backcourt into the front court into the backcourt, and then I think Ryan Hart was calling off the press. Here's another steal. Babers this time steps to the right, the scoop, the miss. Kylan with the offensive rebound put back. Another turnover, another transition basket. Kylan with seven off the bench in this quarter. And the Streaks lead is 17 now at 40-23. The dribble up top. The skip pass into the left corner. Thornton passes it up. The dribble drive. And he initiates contact in on Jalen McCants. And that's going to be a foul. And two free throws coming for Thornton. Boy, it just makes it so tough to guard. But I give Limestone credit. I mean, they've got the Streaks backpedaling here. As now McCants picks up his second foul. Take it right at him as long as you're going to continue to draw fouls. Streaks have to find a way to establish position and get run over.
Yeah, because right now as you're running alongside and there's any type of contact, you're going to get called for the foul.
Yeah. First three throw by Thornton up and in. He's got eight in the quarter. Now nine as he makes them both. Seven out of eight from the free throw line. 13 in the game. For Nathan Thornton. Don't forget he's playing with two fouls, so Eddie Matthews gets him out of the game with under a minute to go in the half, so he doesn't pick up his third.
And Eddie's game management is outstanding here in his decision-making, both in personnel and strategy.
Jalen gets bumped from behind by Frank Driscoll. No foul called, and Limestone gets a steal. Not sure what the difference is there. Limestone in the backcourt gets it over to Drew Taggart. The big step in from the right side and another foul called in the Streaks. With a big hop in from the right side, scooped it up, and now a foul called on Aiden Wagner. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 team fouls on the Silver Streaks here in this first half with 32 seconds to play. Still Gelsberg leading by 15. But boy, there are times when it sure doesn't feel like it. First free throw off the mark for Taggart.
10-13 fouls is sometimes a total for a normal ball game.
Yeah.
I don't know those averages as much as I used to, but that's about typical for a normal high school ball game for a team.
This is the 11th limestone free throw of the second quarter. And Taggart makes that one. 40-26, Galesburg by 14. Riley Milan back into the game for offense here, even with his two fouls. Meadows and McCants also on the floor with two fouls. Harden and Jeremiah Babers complete the five. Kyla with a drive. Up with the left hand. There was contact there. And Kyla played through it and finished up the layup. And the Streaks wondering. Here's Jalen with a steal. He's going to take it with 8 seconds to go. And the two-handed jam in from the right side. Streaks trying to make a point there. Up by 18, we get a half-court heave and over the backboard by Drew Taggart. Well, the Streaks will feel a little bit better with a steal and the layup by Meadows. Another steal and a jam by Jalen McCants to finish the half, and Galesburg takes an 18-point lead into the locker room, 44-26. We'll add up the first half stats. We'll give you those when we come back. We'll get a word from the coaching staff, and we'll check on the 1A and 2A regional boys basketball games going on around the area as well. Galesburg with a lead, 44-26 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
2020 is literally the year of the eye.
Oh, like perfect vision. I hadn't even thought of that till now.
Which means we have no more excuses. Especially you? With all that squinting.
But do I want glasses?
Or contacts?
I'd be okay with a super cute pair of prescription designer sunglasses.
I'm gonna get my whole eye allergy thing looked at before they get all swollen and red.
In 2020, get 20/20 with the most thorough eye exam at Kehoe Eye Care. Vision issues or health concerns, the Kehoe docs can help.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Chris LeGros from WGIL, reminding you that kids ages 5 through 12 can join the Galesburg Public Library STEM Club on the fourth Tuesday of the month. Students will explore topics in science, technology, engineering, and math. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at Limestone. Brad Minowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball. 44-26 is the halftime lead for the Silver Streaks here at the break. We'll give you our halftime statistics in a moment. We'll update you, first of all, on Class 1A and Class 2A regional boys basketball games going on around the area. We already told you earlier that Abingdon Avon was a winner over Galva. And where did that score go? Here it is, 61-41. United leading West Central 21-14. That game early in the second quarter there. And I think in 1A, those were the only area games that I saw, at least at the IHSA, had updated as of a few moments ago. So we'll jump over into Class 2A, where Alleman is playing, but I don't see that, at least at last check, that the IHSA is updating that one live, and it does not look like they are. So that's where things stand right now in the 1A and 2A games of area teams of note. Of course, Alleman out of the Western Big Six, the main interest there. 44-26 to the halftime lead here for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. And did you have a chance to add up the team numbers there, Steve?
Yeah, shooting-wise, I mean, we are on fire. We're getting a lot of shots close to the basket, lots of layups off their turnovers.
Yeah, we've missed some layups,
yeah,
too.
We've missed some layups, too, but we've got 30 shots off in the first
wow.
half, and that's a big-time number. We've made 19 for 63%. were 3 out of 8 with a 3-ball for 37%. They've only got 16 shots off, but they're shooting 50% with lots of those being layups, especially at the end of the first half or at the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the second half. They're 1 out of 6 from 3-point range from 16%. Again, we've doubled them up rebound-wise, unofficially 14-6, and we've created 14 turnovers that have been the real story here, especially at the latter part of the second period there. We've still committed 10, too many for us,
yeah.
But we've really taken the game and run with it there in the second period and scored 27 points.
Free throw shooting, this is absolutely a part of the story. Limestone 9 out of 14 in the first half. Let's see, 372 free throws on the season in 30 games. So the Silver Streaks opponents are shooting about 12 free throws a game. Tonight, Limestone has 14 free throw attempts in the first half. And the Silver Streaks have 6 players, each with 2 fouls. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Still lead, though, by 18, rebounding and turnovers. Big part of that story. We'll take a timeout. Come back, look at the individual score, and we'll get a word from the coaching staff as well. Galesburg by 18 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
The road of life can be rough for you and your new car. Potholes attack your tires. Rocks and door dings leave their marks. But you have an advantage. The YEM Advantage program comes with every new vehicle from YEM Automotive Group in Galesburg, covering dents and dings, your tires and wheels, even key protection for 1 year at no cost to you. When it comes to protecting what's important to you, you've got an advantage when you trust YEM Automotive Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by David Webster, CPA, your trusted tax preparer for over 20 years. Call Dave at 344-1987 or visit davidwebstertax.com. There is a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow for Fulton and Peoria counties and until 9 a.m. tomorrow for Hancock and McDonough County. Rain changing to snow tonight, a low near 26. Currently, it's 32 at WGIL.
As new items are added to the WGIL radio auction, be among the first to know what will be up for bid on Saturday morning, March 21st by signing up for radio auction email alerts today at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks lead at the half, 44-26. Coaching staff out, team out, warming up. We'll get a word from the coaching staff in just a moment. And Steve catches up with assistant coach Chad Thompson. Individual scoring, Nathan Thornton leads the Rockets with 13 points. Josh Garner has 5 points. He's the leading rebounder with 4. Drew Taggart, Chet Matthews each have 3. Frank Driscoll, 2 for the Rockets. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants, leading scorer with 15 and rebounder with 5. Kyla Meadows off the bench with 9. DeMarco Harden off the bench with 8. Next up, Aiden Wagner off the bench with 4. Jeremiah Babers, 3. Dre Egyptiaco, Eric Price each with 2. Alex Egyptiaco with 1. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's go down courtside. Steve Cheeseman with Chad Thompson.
Back here at Limestone High School, halftime here. Streaks have a 44-26 lead. Coach, couple questions. We've done a great job of trapping and putting defensive pressure and creating turnovers. Why did you go to that here?
Yeah, we liked that a lot coming in against any team we play. We think those traps with Jalen and Riley so big along, the twins so fast, they can mix up things and force some difficult shots, which we did a pretty good job of. We got to make sure we're rotating better in the second half, I think, on the backside, just so they don't get anything easy.
And we're also having to play with foul trouble games, really tightly officiating. How do we work through? What do you talk to kids about when you're saddled with some fouls?
This is where you grow up. I mean, it's perfect for going into regional play. You never know how the game's going to get officiated. And we can't be those guys that blame officiating on wins, losses, and otherwise. So we like it for our guys to toughen up. Obviously, I wish we'd get some of those calls for being just a little better athletic on some of them. But you know what? That's in the past. We got to mature, grow up, and play moving forward.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go get our 28.
Thank you.
Thanks, as always, to Streaks assistant coach Chad Thompson joining us here for some thoughts at halftime. We do have an update on the 2A regional game. Holloman playing at ranked and host Rockridge. And the Pioneers have cut the lead for the Rockets down to 40-36. There's about 5:40 to go in the ball game there. So Holloman with only 4 wins on the season, taking out a 25-win Rockridge team. And the Pioneers really hanging in there as the Holloman coaching staff was talking. I was reading some of the media reports from the Quad Cities. They're very optimistic going into the 2A regional that playing the bigger teams in the Western Big Six. Of course, Holloman by far the smallest school in the conference. And they were very hopeful and very optimistic that playing those bigger teams would be very helpful for them going into the 2A regionals. And they got a good opening win against Sherrard last night when they scored 71, and now they're hanging in there against host Rockridge tonight. Down just 4. There's 5:40 to go in the game. Silver Streaks will send the 5 starters back out onto the floor to start the third quarter here. McCants, the leading scorer in the game, along with Dre and Alex Egyptiaco, Riley Milan, and Eric Price. They all have 2 fouls. Limestone will have the ball to start the third quarter. Drew Taggart, Josh Garner, Ashton Gray. This is Nathan Thornton with it up top. He's also got 2 fouls. And Zach Otten, the same starting 5 to begin the third quarter for Limestone. Silver Streaks lead by 18 as we start the second half. Down low, Garner with it, with a reversal down to the right side. Pull-up jumper from 18, missed it, and the hard rebound comes quickly back to Dre, who juggles it, then hangs on to it. Quick jumper left side, Price from the baseline, missed it, and the weak side rebound, Zach Otten. Here comes Limestone on the run with it. Down low to the right side, Taggart goes to the baseline. He can't finish it off, and Jalen McCants with a 6th rebound for the Silver Streaks. Back quickly the other way, Limestone with a steal. Streaks trying to get out with it. Limestone caught up with him. Good, solid defense. Now the reversal back to the right side. Gray for 3. Hits from the wing. His first basket and first shot attempt of the game. 44-29. The lead for the Streaks is 15. Price will walk it up midcourt. 2 points in the first half. Had a lot of foul trouble. The drive to the left side of the baseline, missed it. Offensive rebound put back by Alex. Hangs on the rim and then dropped through.
And these guys got to pick, you know, they've got to reestablish some rhythm here. They set so long in the first half. They've got to work on trying to find a way here to get themselves back into the ball game physically and mentally.
Good point. Step back 3 off the front of the rim. Missed by Garner. Alex on the run with a rebound. Into the front court. Down the lane. Blocked from the backside and a foul call. That'll be against Thornton, who thought he got it cleanly. Alex with a strong, quick move to the basket. Practically going coast to coast. And that'll be the 3rd foul of the game on Nathan Thornton. And Alex will go to the line shooting 2 here. 1 of 2 on the line back in the first quarter.
And I like how Dre and Alex and Eric have worked to try to get into the game significantly here early.
Free throw off to the left, missed the first one. 3 points in the game for Alex Egyptiaco. Kyla Meadows checks in. And who went out? Dre went out, I guess. Second free throw by Alex is good. He's got 4 points for the game. Streaks regain their halftime edge of 18, 47-29, a minute and a half gone here in the third quarter. Zach Otten with a crossover dribble, cut off of the free throw line, batted away by Price, and Alex chases it down. 15th Limestone turnover. Alex with the drive. Jalen shoots the 3 and drains it from the right side, and he's got 18 for the game, and the Streaks lead 50-29. Thornton into the front court, stops at the right wing, crossover dribble, spin move down to the right, blocks high off the glass, missed it. Alex with a rebound. He's got 3 rebounds already in the quarter, and McCants with a one-handed jam at the other end, and the Streaks get out quickly with it at 52-29 now.
You better not blink, because the ball is up the floor and in the basket before you know it. We do that as well as anybody around.
20 in the game for Jalen McCants. He needs 9 more for 1,300 for his career. The drive, the kick out, and the 3 in the answer by Ashton Gray, who's got all of Limestone's 6 points here in the third quarter.
And that happens as a result of penetration. Then people have to cover up, and it leaves a wing wide open.
Eric with the drive, has it batted away from behind, gets right over to Riley Milan. The fake by Eric, drives baseline, step to the right, and then got too far into the basket, hit the bottom of the rim on the shot. Rebound Limestone, Taggart into the front court just across the timeline. Coming out high for the pass, Otten to the left side. Thornton fakes a 3. Riley wouldn't bite on it, so he passed it down to Gray and now kicks it back out to Garner on the wing. Garner to the left side, down to the baseline, gets around Kyleb, took it all the way, missed it, got his own foul for the basket. Five rebounds in the game for Josh Garner to lead Limestone. His first basket of the second half, 7 points for the game. Streaks lead 52-34. Jalen trapped out high, fires it down low. Riley with a head and shoulder fake and stripped. Thornton reached in, knocked it out of his hands. 12 Galesburg turnovers. Thornton with a drive down to the baseline. The shot up and in by Garner. Got the finger roll up over the flying arms of Jalen McCants. 16-point Galesburg lead. Meadows to the left side. Alex in the lane. Scoops it up from the right side. Now the Streaks a little bit out of rhythm on their offense. Zach Otten with a rebound. That wasn't a good shot by Alex at the other end.
Last two times he got a little discombobulated.
The dribble drive, lost his man out high. Otten couldn't finish it off. And now contact on the rebound. A couple of players hit the deck. And I think we're going to get a foul on Eric Price, and that's his third. Gray comes back into the game. Alex gets a breather. Here comes DeMarco Harden back in. And Eric's going to get a breather. 4:19 to go. Some time ticked off pretty quickly here in the third quarter. The Streaks lead is 16. They got it up to 23 at 52-29. Now Limestone has answered with a 7-0 run. And the Rockets have the ball. The bounce pass on the inbound and the book. Good pass to Garner for the layup, who's got the last six for the Rockets.
Good inbounds execution there.
They scored nine in a row to cut the lead to 14, 52-38. Meadows up top in the midcourt circle. Bounce pass up top, McCants. Step back. He's going to shoot another three. A little bit short. Rebound goes over the backboard. Back to Limestone. And I think this is a good timeout by Ryan Hart.
Good timeout. We've got a little bit disjointed here and lost a little bit of a zip in our step. Good timeout here to reestablish some things. Quell their momentum, stop their momentum a little bit here and regroup. And we may come to something more aggressive out of the timeout. I know that Coach Hart, and rightfully so, has great confidence in these kids coming off the bench. And we've had to go deep here tonight to create something on the defensive end with some traps, things like that, that got us going there in the second period.
3:58 to play third quarter. Let's take a quick timeout. 52-38 Galesburg over Limestone. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Join us for the next Bohannon Show with the top stories of the day. Some fun stuff from sports or entertainment, you name it.
Tonight after the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Limestone with the ball coming out of the Galesburg timeout. We're halfway through the third quarter. Rockets on a 9-0 run with the ball coming out of the Streaks timeout. 52-38, the Galesburg lead. Thornton up top trying to cross over on Riley. Spin move in the lane. And contact again. That's going to be the third foul of the game on Riley Miley. Again, Limestone continues to take it right at the Silver Streaks. The Streaks continue to try to defend on the move. Galesburg's got to do something better to try to draw some charges or something, because the officials have been calling that all night long.
And credit Thornton. He's very good getting to the basket with some spin moves. He's athletic and good footwork.
And very good at the free throw line. He's 8 out of 9 now. That's his first point of the second half, 14 for the game. It's 10 straight points for Limestone. They cut the lead to 13. Two fouls on the Silver Streaks here in the second half. Thornton makes both. The lead is down to 52-40. McCants, Milan, Meadows, Harden, and Dre Egyptiaco on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Jalen across midcourt, behind the back to avoid the trap. The kick into the left corner. Dre missed the three. Weak side rebound by Riley. Steps to the basket, lays it in.
And that's a good big step to the basket there by Riley. A rip through, power move inside there.
First basket of the game for Riley Milan. Comes at a good time. Snaps that Limestone 11-0 run. And the ball knocked out of bounds down below us. Limestone will inbound from the corner. First visit for the Silver Streaks to this gymnasium since 1998. And the parallels to that season continue as the Streaks look for their 28th win of the regular season, going into regional play a week from tonight. Thornton on the left elbow, dribbles to the right, trying to set a high ball screen, passes it away to the right wing. The dribble drive by Taggart to the baseline, push foul called on DeMarco. That's his first of the game. Halftime, United leading West Central in 1A regional play, 32-25. And Rockridge has now extended the lead over Alleman by 7 with a minute 45 to go in that game. On the inbound to the left side, Otten cut off by Dre before he gets to the lane. The kick out to Thornton. Puts the ball on the floor to the right side, takes it all the way to the basket. More contact, and the fourth foul of the game now on Riley Milan.
Thornton continues to be very aggressive to the basket. We need to, as you said, somebody step off, take the charge, but more importantly, contain him. That time he went directly on his strong hand there, and we played him straight up there, and he was able to get to the basket pretty easily there.
So what do you got to do to stop this? How would you switch defensively? What are you going to do to, as he knocks down the first
free throw? And there's a couple of things you can do here. I mean, obviously you need to guard better. He's a nice player. Or you could switch up here zone. I think what Coach Hart's trying to do is have our guys play through some real adversity here and see how we do that in a ball game. So this is a good experience here for us to have to do that, and especially if we're getting ready to go into a tournament where we'll have to deal with adversity. But we have not, credit this kid for a good job, but
we also
haven't done a very good job of guarding him and containing him by moving our feet, staying ahead of the ball and getting on a strong side, and then adjusting on his spin move.
I love Chad Thompson's take on it in your halftime interview. Oh, as the Streaks turn it over, Caleb Meadows feeds the pass parallel along the half-court line to Dre Egyptiaco, and is thrown behind him and low, and Dre had to lean back for it, and he lost the ball into the backcourt as the Streaks turn it over for the 13th time. But Chad's comment at halftime there in your interview with him that, we love this. Here's a steal by Caleb on the inbound, and he missed the layup at the other end. Limestone was chasing him down from behind, and he couldn't finish it off. So the Streaks' lead is still 12 here as Limestone tries to get it down to single digits, and Garner takes it right at Caleb Meadows now and draws a foul, and Garner will shoot two free throws as the Streaks very quickly are up to 5 team fouls now with 2:19 still to play in the third quarter.
And again, allows them to score points with the clock stopped in an easy manner.
Third foul of the game on Meadows. First free throw up and in by Garner. He's got 7 in the quarter, 12 for the game.
And the Rockets have done a great job getting the basket. It doesn't matter who it is. And again, we've not done such a good job of guarding on-ball defense.
Made them both. The lead is 10. 54-44. Limestone on a 15-2 run. The Streaks once led by 23. Eric Price back into the game. Shoots inside the free throw line with a left-hand teardrop. Ellsberg, nice job finding an opening in that zone. And it was an easy basket for Eric.
Good pass space there led to that. Excellent execution.
12-point Ellsberg lead, 56-44. Only the second basket of the game for Eric Price. Thornton on the left side, guarded by Price. Takes it right at him. Stopped at the free throw line. The dish out, the drive, the baseline, the kick out. Right corner three, swish. Ashton Gray with 3 3-pointers in the third quarter, and the lead is 9, 56-47, as Limestone stays hot. They had 26 at the half. They have 21 here in the third quarter. Meadows on the right wing. Jeremiah Babers into the game up top. Feeds it into the lane. Eric, left side, over to Jalen. Lost the ball out of his hands, out of bounds. 14 Ellsberg turnovers.
And on the defensive end again, Brad, we gave up the baseline. When the baseline's given up, everybody's got to scramble, and they're doing a good job finding the open man and shooting the ball beautifully.
Streaks in a 30-second timeout, minute 24 to go, third quarter. 9-point Ellsberg lead, 56-47. Limestone with the ball. Again, our thanks to Ellsberg Nissan for providing our transportation to Bartonville tonight. Steve and I traveling in a 2019 Nissan Frontier SV 4x4. A little over 13,600 miles on it when we picked it up earlier today. And list price just under $27,000. You can get a lot of nice details on this. You know, people, I don't know, if people aren't paying attention to the truck market, trucks are awfully nice these days, and this Nissan Frontier certainly qualifies. They're as nice as a drive. In fact, you were commenting how well it was handling on, even in the high winds that we drove over in tonight.
And, Brad, I'm not a truck guy. I know that's unusual, but this truck here was impressive. It had all the bells and whistles, a great price, and, again, it handled beautifully in that wind.
Check it out at Galesburg Nissan, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty. Here's a three out of the timeout. Garner missed it. On the weak side, McCants hauls down his seventh rebound. Big miss by Limestone. Streaks trying to get this lead back up to double digits. McCants has the ball knocked away. Babers picks it up. Drives baseline. The kick out. Right corner. Wide open. Meadows hits a three. That's a big one from the corner. His first basket of the half. He's got 12 for the game now, and the Streaks lead by 12. On the right side, Garner. Skip pass left side. Thornton with a fake. Streaks have run to a 1-3-1 zone here. Into the right corner, trying to throw Limestone out of rhythm here. Thornton, bounce pass into the left corner. It'll be Otten who shoots a three and hits it. Corner threes are open against the 1-3-1. They've almost doubled their first half total with 24 here in the half. The lead is 9. Harden, skip pass to Babers. They'll pull it back out with 20 seconds to go. The feed into the lane to Eric at the high post. Looks up at the clock, kicks it back out. Harden in the left corner, back out to Jalen, is going to back it up to the half-court line with 10 seconds to go. Jalen to the right side, Babers. Down the lane, Jalen to the left side. The pass goes to DeMarco instead. He's going to shoot the three and hits! That's the end of the third quarter. Big three by DeMarco Harden. Galesburg by 12 after three quarters, 62-50. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free 4 times per year for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Both teams with 7 baskets in the third quarter, but Limestone outscored Galesburg 24-18. It seemed like much more because at one point it was. Silver Streaks had built a 23-point lead. Limestone went on a 12-0 run. That DeMarco Harden three at the end of the quarter is big. Here's a pass into the lane. It went off Eric Price and deflected over to Jalen McCants cutting in from the left side. And he got fouled going to the basket. That's the fourth of the game on Nathan Thornton now. He is the only Limestone player in any kind of foul trouble. Nobody else on the team has more than one foul, and he's the guy they can probably least afford to have foul trouble.
Yeah, he's played a terrific game, and you're exactly right. To lose him is a big blow, and he's going to sit down now. And critical time in the ball game with almost the entire fourth period to be played.
Jalen knocks down the first free throw. And the second, he's got 22 in the game. 7 points short of 1,300 for his career. 64-50 Galesburg, just underway in the fourth quarter. Bounce pass right side, the feed into the lane, trying to go around his man. Gray got cut off, the kickoff, the three, the miss, the rebound bounces off Jalen McCants. Limestone gets it back. They have a 2-on-1, and then Matthews gets called for traveling as he turns around, sees Jalen right in front of him on the low blocks, and he tried the step-back turnaround and traveled with it.
Good call by the official there. That's only a shot that Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant can make there. That reverse turnaround there.
Go Silver Streaks dodge a bullet with a 14-point lead, trying to add on to it here. Into the lane, Eric Price open at the free throw line, banks it in, and Eric goes over 800 points for his career with his 6 point of the night. That shot has been open throughout the third quarter and early in the fourth quarter here with Eric right at the free throw line. Here's a quick three at the other end and a miss. Jalen locks onto his eighth rebound after the missed three. Into the front court. Meadows on the right side. The Euro step in the lane. The jump stop. Missed it. DeMarco with a rebound. Turn around from the baseline. He gets fouled. Streaks have really picked up the energy here to start the fourth quarter, especially with Thornton on the bench for Limestone.
And made good decisions on the offensive end. And as you said, they've also got multiple chances at both ends on the offensive glass.
DeMarco to the free throw line. Hasn't had many of these this season. Knocks down the first one. Harden's been big tonight, 12 points. They've come at key times.
And he's done that consistently throughout the season. He's so valuable to this ball club.
Misses the second one, but Eric gets the rebound. Pump fakes down low, banks it up and in. Once again, Eric Price, an offensive rebound and a putback basket. And just like that, the lead is back to 19. 69-50, Streaks score the first seven of the fourth quarter, and now Limestone throws it away, their 18th turnover, and Eddie Matthews can't wait any longer. Nathan Thornton is back in the game.
Yeah, and credit the Streaks there, and you can certainly see the difference it makes when Eric Price is on the floor and he's able to execute his full package of skills because he can do so many things and such an important part to our ball club success.
He's playing with three fouls. Didn't play much in the first half when he picked up two quick ones in the first quarter. Riley Milan is on the bench for the Streaks with four fouls. There's DeMarco. Swings the ball down low. Passes it to Babers. Now back up top to Eric. Goes right at Thornton, then backs up. Right side Babers. Entry pass down to the baseline. Jalen draws a double team. Skips it out. DeMarco open for three, and he banked it in. DeMarco has a three-pointer in every quarter tonight, and the Streaks extend the lead now to 72-50. Opening the fourth quarter on a 10-0 run. And a whistle away from the ball. We've got a timeout called by Eddie Matthews. This will be a full timeout. 6:07 to go in the game. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball, leading by 22 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Tharp Brothers of Oquaka, Illinois currently have job openings for a full-time technician mechanic and full-time underground utility laborers. To see full job descriptions and to learn how to apply, please go to galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Not quite 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. Galesburg scores the first 10 points of the fourth quarter. You add on the DeMarco Harden three at the end of the third quarter, and this is a 13-0 run by the Streaks to build a 22-point lead at 72-50.
And we're just so explosive.
So Thornton back into the game for Limestone, playing with those four fouls. And trying to solve this Galesburg zone, Limestone turns it over. Trying to save it from out of bounds. The outlet from Babers to Meadows. And he's had a good night off the bench offensively for the Streaks. He's got 14, and the Streaks lead by 24 on the 19th Limestone turnover.
Big bench contributions tonight.
Here's a bad pass. Jalen with a steal. Open dunk at the other end. He's got 24, and the Streaks lead 76-50, and it's fallen apart very quickly for the Rockets here. It's a 17-0 run by the Streaks. A missed jumper. Eric on the run with a rebound. Outlet. Meadows. Layup. They do it so well getting out with it in transition. 78-50. And just like that, we're looking at a continuous clock game if the Streaks put on another basket without a Limestone score. Down in the right corner, Thornton. Skip pass. Bad pass. McCants with a steal. In the backcourt. Into the front court at the top of the arc. Feeds it left side. DeMarco. Another three. And we've got a continuous clock just like that. A 19-0 run by the Streaks in the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. Into the right corner, Gray around his man. Pull up with a teardrop, in and out. Rebound, Eric Price. Now they can't get anything to fall. They couldn't hardly miss in the third quarter. Here's a miss by DeMarco at the other end. And who else? Eric Price, offensive rebound, put back. And the Streaks call timeout to get some substitutions in the game. My goodness, what an outburst by the Silver Streaks, leading by 9 late in the third quarter. They have scored 24 consecutive points.
It's unbelievable. I mean, our ability to just score in bunches is, I mean, that's the master of the obvious statement, but we are able to just do things just in a hurry. And like you said, here just a short time ago, we were commenting that here comes Limestone. They've got us back on our heels. It's single digits, and it's, you know, we were in trouble there, and now we've got a continuous clock with a 33-point lead. I have no idea why the clock is running right now.
I don't either. There's a timeout on the floor as the Silver Streaks got several players into the game, including freshman Easton Steck, Dom Brownless, Cohen Derry is in, Adam Stewart, and Aiden Wagner back into the game. And the clock ran through much of that timeout. Here's a quick three at the other end, and it's good by Thornton. He's got 20.
Who's just a super-looking ball player.
Right side Easton Steck, who had a dunk in the sophomore game, which the Streaks won by 16. Left side Wagner, cut off on the baseline, skips it back up top to Steck. Dribbles to the right side into the hands of Brownless. Down between the legs, works around a screen by Derry. Now left side Aiden. Knifes through the lane, feeds it to Cohen underneath, pump fake up and in.
Nice execution there in the half court.
Streaks may score 90 before this thing's over. They got 23 here in the fourth quarter, and we still have a little over 3 minutes to play. Now Eddie Matthews calls timeout. He wants to get some players into the game with 3:16 to go.
And Brad, I know you're talking 90. This could be 100 depending on what happens here too.
Yeah, this unit by the Silver Streaks that comes off the bench. Ryan Hart is always complimentary of those guys, and they have really gotten a lot of good time on the floor in many games this season.
And they've done a great job, you know, a super job of coming in and playing the right way and executing and being very skilled.
So we're ready to go. Judd Matthews stays in the game for Limestone. Nate Steer back in as well. First action of the game for Antonio Brown. Up top, Frank Driscoll. And now into the hands of Sam Schmidt on the left side. 32-point Galesburg lead, which was 9 late in the third quarter. Here's a three by Driscoll, and he hits. 5 points in the game. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Judd Matthews, wasn't it?
Yes.
Number 13, not number 23. Had my numbers mixed up. Brownless on the left wing. Nearly has the ball poked away, and Matthews does come up with a steal. First Galesburg turnover in the fourth quarter, and a foul at the other end on Cohen Derry. As Driscoll took it strong into the basket, he'll shoot 2 free throws. And the clock will run, so we might not get 90.
No, and we're not going to get 100 because I forgot the clock was running continuously after that timeout, so there's no chance of that.
First foul of the game on Cohen Derry. Streaks looking for a sweep here. And just a little over 2 minutes away from getting it after a 65-49 win by the sophomores earlier. And the first free throw by Driscoll off the front of the rim. See if we can get an update on that Alleman game. They were down 7 at Rock Ridge. Looked like the Rockets were going to hold on and win it on their home floor to advance to the regional title game on Friday. And Alleman, with only 4 wins on the season, was hoping for better things in the regional, but tough when you're going against a state-ranked team in 1A on their home floor. Dalen Ellington into the game for the Streaks. And now the officials having a hard time getting things squared away at the scoring table. They're laughing about it. Clock stopped here with a minute 51 to go for the clarification. So for the kids on the floor, I'm glad that the clock isn't running because they want to play. All right, so a technical foul on the Silver Streaks. I guess Dalen Ellington wasn't listed in the book for the Silver Streaks, which is odd because he's been on the team all season long. He's had a varsity number. He's played 18 varsity games. Not sure why he wasn't in the book, but oh well. Judd Matthews misses the first free throw, and now the clock is running. He makes the second. 85-58 Galesburg, and the Rockets will have the ball. And about 20 seconds ticked off the clock. Sam Morse, a sophomore, checks in for the Rockets. By the time they inbound this, there will be a minute to go in the game. Feed into the lane to Antonio Brown. basket, pass to the outside. The give and go on the high low, down low, caught under the basket. Steer kicks it back out. The drive to the basket, the miss. The ball volleyballed around, and Limestone comes up with it. Step back to the baseline, missed. Easton Steck with a rebound for the Silver Streaks.
And what a future Easton Steck has.
At the other end, Brownless. The high low, down to Cohen. The kick out, Dalen. Now to the left corner, Brownless. 32 seconds to go. Back down to Cohen. Works his way through a double team and gets called for traveling in the lane before he gets a shot off.
And a nice move by Cohen there. He's very nice inside, too, and what a future he has as well in the low post.
And Limestone will just have enough time to get the ball in and bring it across midcourt. And we'll tick off the final 8 seconds as they get it into the front court here. And Galesburg will wrap up the regular season 28-3. Their only loss in this new year up in Chicago against a ranked Lincoln Park team. Otherwise, the other two losses for the Silver Streaks back in December, they were 5-2, which means the Silver Streaks end the regular season winning 23 of their last 24 games, and only a 30-foot buzzer beater up at Chicago kept them from going on this incredibly long win streak.
It's been a season for the ages thus far in the regular season, and now the second season, as we've called it many times in Galesburg, kicks off. And our goal is always is to try to win a state championship and certainly make a deep run here. And we have the horses to do that, and it'll be interesting to watch as this unfolds next week.
The regular season ends on a palindrome score. Galesburg on top of Limestone, 85-58. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Did your sister get a new car?
Yeah, I think it's a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
All the cool kids are doing it. And who wouldn't want to drive the most dependable, longest-running brand on the market? Hi, I'm Brian Penniman of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Our lot is full of beautiful Toyotas, and they are some of the sharpest vehicles I've ever seen. So stop by today and start test driving. I promise, we'll make the buying process so easy. The hardest part will be deciding between Nautical Blue Metallic and Ruby Flare Pearl. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by David Webster, CPA, your trusted tax preparer for over 20 years. Call Dave at 344-1987 or visit davidwebstertax.com. There's a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow for Fulton and Peoria counties and until 9 a.m. tomorrow for Hancock and McDonough County. Rain changing to snow tonight, a low near 26. Currently, it's 32 at WGIL.
The final. final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it here tonight by 27, 85-58 to wrap up the regular season, 28-3. What an impressive, impressive finish by the Silver Streaks. Again, we'll say it again just to recap the story of the game here. Leading 59-50 late in the third quarter, DeMarco Harden hits a three at the end of the third quarter, put the Streaks up 12, 62-50. By the time Limestone scored again, the Streaks had gone on a 24-0 run. Now, we've talked from time to time about the offensive outbursts and how quickly this team can score. But a 24-0 run is rare at any level of basketball, and the Streaks absolutely put this game away with authority when, I don't know how much I felt the game was really in doubt, but Limestone was playing a heck of a game and really hanging in there late in the third quarter, and then it's like the Streaks just swatted some bugs off their shoulder. This game was over in a flash.
And I think that's the real key point here is you don't see a 24-0 run, but you don't see a 24-0 run. I'm talking to too many fans going out of here. You don't see a 24-0 run in this kind of game.
No.
Where Limestone is making a game of it. They're playing well. They've gained momentum there in the third period, and then suddenly we just explode. And I mean explode like you've not seen. And again, a lot of that transition points, layups, knockdown threes, it's just a highlight film, one possession after another.
And a part of it was Nathan Thornton going to the bench with four fouls. I mean, there's no doubt that that was a part of the game. In fact, he went to the bench with those four fouls early in the fourth quarter, and Eddie Matthews had to get him back into the game, not even 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. I think he only sat on the bench a little over a minute.
Yeah, he couldn't even towel
quarter.
Off. I mean, he had to come right back in right now.
And by the time he did, the Streaks were up 22.
Yeah, it was something to see. There's no question about that.
So Galesburg wraps up the regular season 28-3. That's two wins short of tying the school record for 30 wins in a season set by the 98 team. So Galesburg would have to win a regional to have the opportunity to have the all-time record for victories by a boys basketball team at Galesburg High School. And certainly a regional and much, much more in their sights here as we go into postseason play a week from tonight against the winner of Richwoods and Canton. You want to talk about some Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time players of the game candidates? We haven't had a chance to confer, but
there's a number of them.
There are.
And I think, Jalen could be a crunch time player of the game every night because he makes plays that are critical throughout a ball game at key times. He's the best player that you're going to see around this region. But you look at DeMarco Harden and what he did both in the first quarter and in the second quarters he came in the ball game, and there in that key third quarter. And, again, we've talked all year long about what he's done coming off the bench. He's a stabilizer. He's an energy giver on both ends of the floor. And I think that you and I, without having to confer, would agree that he, with a contender tonight being Caleb Meadows, too,
yes,
making a number of big
for
plays,
sure,
and having to contribute with a bench that had to play a lot of minutes with foul trouble here being a big part of the ball game, he would be a contender, too. But DeMarco Harden is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game here tonight with a super performance off the bench and making key plays on both the defensive and offensive end, both in the first half and the second half.
Take a timeout. When we come back, team stats and a word, of course, as always, with Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, 28-3 in his first year as head coach. I don't care what stage you are in your career. When you come into a program and go 28-3 in your first year as head coach of that program, hats off to anybody who can do that.
Well, he's clearly, he'd have my vote as Coach of the Year, and he would win a unanimous Coach of the Year award. He has just done a superb job in every way that you can look at this.
So we'll talk to the head coach and wrap up our post-game statistics when we come back from Limestone on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Carl Sandburg Historic Site, St. Patrick's Church, and the Children's Milk Fund of Knox County. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always is one of a kind. Congratulations to David Collis of Galesburg, who was spotted wearing his blue WGIL button and won $200. Time's running out to win. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
That's it. Silver Streaks boys basketball team finishes the regular season 28-3 thanks to an 85-58 victory over the Limestone Rockets. Head coach Ryan Hart joining us now. Ho-hum, coach, just another 27-point victory here tonight, had it all the way. Tell you what, 9 points at the end of the third quarter and a 24-0 run. Unbelievable, and it happened like that, too. What sparked it?
Well, we got a couple rebounds. They missed a couple shots, got a couple steals, and we usually get down the court first in the second half, and we did that again tonight, so... We're in good shape. We get up and down, and it was nice to get a couple easy baskets there to get things back in our favor.
The Thornton kid did go to the bench with his fourth foul there. He was impressive for them tonight. How much of a factor did that play, being able to finally get out and do something for you guys?
Well, he's a pretty good player, and he was getting every foul known to man called for him tonight. So I don't know. What do you have, about 12 free throws, maybe 14 or so?
I lost track.
And he didn't miss, yeah.
Well, he don't miss those free throws, Scouting report says he's going to throw a shot, take it 3-point line, and take it to the rim, take it to the rim, take it to the rim. And
he did that exactly.
He did a good job, and I mean, everything. I mean, he got some contact fouls called for him, so he got to the rim, got some points. So,
I thought your bench has been great all year. Tonight, you were saddled with a bunch of fouls. Kids come in off the bench, DeMarco, Kyleb, they just do a super job. I know you've got a lot of confidence in them, don't you?
Yeah, and. DeMarco, what do you have, 18 points?
18,
or something like that.
Yep.
He had a great night shooting. I know he made at least three threes.
Five.
Oh, man. Very good. He would have had his 20 if he would have made a layup layer late in the game.
That's right.
But I guess we need to shoot him or scoot him out further on those layups.
Ever the coach.
Yeah, but I mean, he did a pretty good job tonight. I mean, Jeremiah, I thought I gave both those two a compliment at halftime about when they got out and double teamed the ball screens. And they got a couple steals, leaks, and, I mean, it got our halftime lead up to, I think, 16, 18 points, whatever it was. And, I mean, every quarter we ended up fairly well. Third quarter was a little bit not real great, but all in all, pretty good performance.
Mm-hmm. What do you look for in terms of, so in the third quarter when they go on that run, we haven't seen teams outscore us on like a 12-0 run like they did in the third quarter. What do you feel like we weren't doing well there that we were doing at other parts of the game that helped us build a 23-point lead up to that point?
Well, we just got out and ran a little bit. And warm down, we get opening lanes when teams get tired, and that's usually when we take advantage of stuff is when that stuff happens. And we moved the ball pretty well, and we hit some open threes there. And the plays we called seemed to work. And when they went to that one little 2-2-1 zone or whatever they had going on there, got Eric in the high post, and he made some baskets out of that high post spot. I think he was a little timid going to the rim because he had the foul trouble. But,
right.
But once we got the ball into him, even if he missed, I think we got a rebound or two and put it right back in and score. So that kind of helped out a little bit too, just getting the kids in different spots against the different defenses.
You know what? Just regular season for the A's, 28-3. Just everything you could ever want has happened here. Now we get ready for the regional. How do you approach this? What do you do now as we get ready here with this being our last regular season game?
Just keep on doing what we've been doing. I mean, we told the kids, and it's kind of been our approach here about the last 6, 8, 10 games, is we're good. You make sure you go out there and play like we are good, and everything will work out for us at the end of the day. I don't feel like we played good enough tonight as a group, but we still played pretty good. So
I guess
that's the message going into next week too. We got possible 7 games left, top possible or minimum 1. So we got to come out and play. We can't take anybody for granted. And we got to make sure that we are putting our best foot forward every time we step on the court from here on out, because we can't afford to have something minuscule kind of screw what we got going on. And if we get beat, whenever we get beat, we get beat. I mean, we're going to have to make sure that when that day does come, that we gave it our best effort, put our best foot forward, and played our butts off the entire time. And we've done a pretty good job. I think the focus and practice will probably be a little bit better here, because now it is do or die time. Not saying it was been bad, but I mean the last couple weeks have been weird. So we need to get back in the gym. We're going to get back in tomorrow, and then before we have a couple of days off, and then practice the last 3 days before Tuesday. So hopefully we're ready to roll when we play either Canton or Richwood. So.
Well said, and your approach is great, and you've pushed all the right buttons. You've just done a superb, superb job.
In these last 3 games, you play 3 true road games, so anything we play from this point forward is on our home court and then arguably neutral court the rest of the way. Tough, tough game at Moline. Team persevered, wins by 5. Different adversity in Rock Island, but really took care of business up there. And then here tonight, a 9-point lead late in the third quarter, and then just put the smackdown on and ended up winning in what looks, by the score, a much easier game than it really turned out to be. What do you like about what you've seen from your team in these 3 road games heading into the postseason that you feel like has prepared them?
Well, the kids play like we're going to win every game, and they don't lack confidence at all. And that is what gets us in trouble every once in a while when we get a couple early shots here and there. When we get the ball up the court, instead of running a little bit better offense, trying to get the ball down low. But with that comes confidence and the ability to make shots when we're open. And I feel that every single kid, when they're out there offensively, I mean, they want to score. And, I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Alex making post moves down low or Dre and Riley taking open threes or whoever's out there. We do a pretty good job with the mentality of the game and just playing. And playing to where it benefits us. And whether it's getting up and down and running, or running a couple sets for about 2 or 3 minutes, or slowing it down, trying to get the last shot for the quarter, whatever it may be. We've done a pretty good job, and we got to make sure we keep that up. And like I said, just have confidence going forward and realize that we're a good team. And if we do stuff right, we should win. And yeah, I would be hard to find. You would be hard to find if you can find another team in the state that has the road we have to get to the Super Sectional.
Yeah.
We got Richwoods, then Manuel, then, I mean, probably Rock Island.
And
Peoria Notre Dame or whoever it may be. But, I mean, it's...
And if it's not those teams, it's the team that beat those teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Metamora or Washington or Geneseo. I mean, we all know how good Isaiah Rivera is and everything. So we got our work cut out for us. But, I mean, I'm very confident in the guys. They play well. They play hard. And as long as we play the way we're supposed to be playing, I'll take the final score every single time out, whether we win or lose, as long as we play hard and do everything correct.
No matter what happens moving forward, congratulations.
Absolutely.
On a just outstanding first season as head coach. But I can't wait to see what your guys are going to do in the postseason.
Well, I'm one that fears losing more than I enjoy winning. So...
That's the real winner. That's all of us are. That we don't want to lose.
And that's kind of been the way it's been all year long. So I just want to make sure that we are ready and we're prepared, and hopefully everything works out correct.
Coach, have a great rest of the week. Congratulations on tonight.
Congratulations.
We'll see you a week from
tonight.
Thank you.
Final score from Limestone, 85-58. We'll wrap things up from Limestone with our post-game statistics when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
2020 is literally the year of the eye.
Oh, like perfect vision. I hadn't even thought of that till now.
Which means we have no more excuses. Especially you? With all that squinting.
But do I want glasses?
Or contacts?
I'd be okay with a super cute pair of prescription designer sunglasses.
I'm gonna get my whole eye allergy thing looked at before they get all swollen and red.
In 2020, get 2020 with the most thorough eye exam at Kehoe Eye Care. Vision issues or health concerns, the Kehoe docs can help.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now's the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th. So don't hesitate. Call us now.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Your opportunity to win the bid and score great deals is coming up Saturday morning, March 21st, during the WGIL radio auction. Check out the growing list of auction items at WGIL.com.
Final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Streaks win it over Limestone here tonight, 85-58. Steve Cheeseman, let's start off with the team numbers. What do you show?
Oh, we shot the ball just beautifully here tonight. We've done that all season tonight. We scored lots of layups. We drained threes. I mean, just a terrific night shooting the ball. 35 out of 55 for 63%. 8 out of 15 from three-point shooting region at 53% there. And again, they shot the ball for the most part well until the fourth quarter. They were 17 out of 39 for the game for 43%. And three-point field goal percentage-wise, they were 7 out of 17 for 41. We doubled them up rebounding again, 31-15. And we forced 22 turnovers. And we committed 16, although we were much better in the second half. And again, an unbelievable performance here tonight, scoring 85 points here.
Limestone finished 17 out of 24 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks were 7 out of 12 individual scoring. Rockets had two players in double figures, led by Nathan Thornton, 20 points, 11 out of 12 from the free throw line, to answer Ryan Hart's question from earlier during the pregame during the postgame interview. Josh Garner also in double figures with 13. He had 8 of those in the third quarter. Ashton Gray had 9. He was 3 for 3, shooting three-pointers in the third quarter. Other than that, he didn't score. Judd Matthews finished with 7. Drew Taggart, Zach Otten, and Frank Driscoll all had 3. Nobody else scored for the Rockets. Silver Streaks put 4 players in double figures, led by Jalen McCants, 24 points, 8 rebounds. He's 5 points away from 1,300 for his career. Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, DeMarco Harden, 18 points tonight, 5 out of 6 from three-point range, including 3 for 3 in the second half. The three-pointer that he knocked down at the buzzer to end the third quarter sparked that 24-0 Galesburg run that put the game on ice. Caleb Meadows had a big night off the bench, 16 points. I had him shooting 5, 6, 7 out of 9 from the field. So 16 points off the bench for Meadows, and Eric Price also finished in double figures with 10 points. He made his last 4 shots from right at that free throw line high post area that Coach Hart was talking about in the post game. Then you go to Aiden Wagner and Alex Egyptiaco with 4. Jeremiah Babers had 3. Dre Egyptiaco and Cohen Derry had 2. Everybody played tonight. Daylon Ellington, Dom Brownless, Adam Stewart, and Easton Steck did not score for the Silver Streaks. Well, I hope you've had fun here, Steve, and we're looking forward to hopefully having a lot more fun when the postseason starts next week. But, again, kudos to Ryan Hart. Kudos to these kids. I couldn't imagine this season going this well. I knew we'd be all right this year, but 28-3, and to win the games like the Silver Streaks had. I mean, Coach Hart and I were talking at one point of the 28 wins. I think all but 5 of them are by double digits. I mean, it's just been a super impressive run by these kids.
And they play an entertaining brand of basketball. Yeah. There's a lot of style to it. There's energy as they play. fun to watch. He has done, as I say, you can't. There's not enough superlatives to describe the job that he's done in all ways. And this has just been an unbelievable season to watch, and their achievements, both in a subjective and an objective way, are off the charts. And can't wait to see what goes on here in the postseason. Look forward to it.
Enjoy your Friday night off.
Yeah, we don't have those very often.
Because we're hoping to be working the next three after this
one. That would be fun. There would be no question. March Madness in Illinois is a fun thing to be involved in.
Have a couple of road trips to Peoria and one thrown into DeKalb there in the way. That's what the Silver Streaks want. Again, they open postseason play at home a week from tonight. Richwoods and Canton will play Monday, and the Streaks will get the winner of that game in the regional opener from John Field Gym next Tuesday night. Be with us here with a pregame show just a little after 6:30 after the news break. And we'll get you to the tip-off at 7 o'clock next Tuesday night. For Sean McCutcheon, our broadcast engineer, for the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Binowitz. Again, the Streaks win at 85-58. The sophomores win at 65-49. Good night from Bartonville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.